Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Toyota Brookhaven services all makes and models. That could be why we were voted best service department the past 2 years. Come see why. Exit 40 Brookhaven or online at toyotabrookhaven.com. Great service, great savings. At Toyota Brookhaven, we deliver.
Welcome into the Wednesday edition of the Rebel Report. I'm Michael Borky. Glad that you guys are with me. A conversation for you today with me and Richard Cross. Me and Richard Cross talking about Arch Manning quarterback recruiting under Lane Kiffin. You probably have seen one of many articles. Honestly, it wasn't just one. It was a few quoting Arch Manning about the latest in his recruiting. Long story short, he has no idea when he's going to make a decision. He said he will, I'm paraphrasing here, he will when he knows, but right now he doesn't know. He's still got some visit plans and stuff like that, but none of the articles are referencing Ole Miss. Not one of them. Seemingly marking the end, or at least of publicly, the end of Ole Miss's chances to get Arch Manning. Now, we probably should have known. I think I talked about it with you. I know we did on the radio show when it happened, when they accepted the commitment of Marcel Reed, the four-star quarterback from Nashville, that it was the staff conceding. They just didn't publicly say it because why would they? But that felt like a concession to me. This screams that they are out of it. So what does that mean? Should you be worried? All that good stuff. Richard and I talked about it for about 15 minutes. So I will bring that to you for the podcast today. I think it's a good conversation. I know I participated in it, but I do think it's a good conversation. There are some, and I think it's a vocal minority, but there are some Ole Miss fans that really don't have perspective when it comes to this recruitment and what it means. And so we talk about that a good bit here. So that's what I'm bringing for you today. Quarterback recruiting, Arch Manning, and Lane Kiffin. Conversation with me and Richard Cross. But first, I want to remind you, first of all, if you haven't already subscribed to this podcast, wherever you get them, if you're listening in browser, like a lot of you do, according to the analytics, hop on over to whatever podcast app you use. Any of them will work. Search Rebel Report. Subscribe to this podcast if you have not already. Also, follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, all under the same name, Michael Borky, B-O-R-K-E-Y. And the podcast is brought to you by Advantage Business Systems. ABSMS.com is the website. If you are located anywhere inside of the state of Mississippi, anywhere inside of the state of Mississippi, and you're in the market for office technology, so anything from copiers and printers and mail machines to IT projects and cloud storage and data security and phone systems, technology inside of the office technology, Advantage Business Systems has you covered. ABSMS.com, again, is the website. If you tell them I sent you, they'll give you a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what you need and what your budget is, and they will find a solution for you. The podcast is also brought to you by LB's, just across from Kroger on University. It's the best place in Mississippi to get your meat. They also have daily lunch specials on Monday through Friday, but they're open 7 days a week. So if you're going to be doing some cooking, especially now that the weather is just amazing out, if you're going to be doing some grilling, if you're going to be doing some cooking with meat, they've also got great sides, good advice as well, good people in there at LB's. But if you're going to be cooking with meat and you're anywhere around Oxford, that's the place to do it. Big supporters of Ole Miss sports, especially baseball, is LB's, just across from Kroger on University, right there in Oxford. Tell Greg and the good people there that I sent you. Big baseball game tonight, depending on what your definition of big is, between Ole Miss and Southern Miss. We'll talk about that if anything significant comes later on. But for now, here is that conversation. Arch Manning, Ole Miss seemingly out of the running for Arch Manning, what it means, quarterback recruiting, and all that good stuff between me and Richard Cross. So here that is now. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will talk to you guys again on Friday.
Those that are absolutely holding out hope that Arch Manning is going to come and play college football at Ole Miss. And I suppose because he has not committed anywhere, there's a chance. But it feels like a long shot at best. Newman Isidore High School just started its spring practice, and there were several media outlets that were on hand for spring practice number one, in addition to several college coaches, including a pair from Alabama. And Arch Manning actually talked to the media and confirmed a lot of what has been talked about. And that's that Alabama, Georgia, and Texas remain in the best shape to land Arch Manning. He was asked a question about when he was going to make his decision, et cetera, and how many visits he was going to take and all of those things. And Arch Manning said, it's kind of getting closer. I don't really have a point yet, but I guess it's kind of narrowing stuff down. I'm looking forward to making a decision either before the season or during the season or after the season, kind of leaving his options open there. If I was ready, I'd probably commit right now, but I'm not, so I'm just waiting. As part of this story, Manning confirmed that Alabama, Georgia, and Texas are the three most likely programs to receive official visits. That's according to Sam Spiegelman at On3. And you got a couple of others that might get them as well, including in-state program LSU and Florida, obviously both of which have new coaching staffs. Those trips are not locked in. And it says that either would be big in recruiting, considering he hasn't been to either school under Brian Kelly or Billy Napier, but the SEC has work to do to contend. There's no mention of Ole Miss in this story. And I don't think that's because Sam Spiegelman has some agenda. I think it has just become pretty clear that Texas or Georgia or Alabama is going to be the landing spot for Arch Manning. And interestingly enough, if he goes to Texas, he's going to play his first 2 years in the Big 12. Texas and Oklahoma are going to stay put for 23 and 24. It won't be until 25 that they make the transition into the SEC.
If anybody was holding out hope, you should have known before this article came out when Ole Miss took the commitment of the four-star from Nashville, Marcel Reed, that the staff conceded that they weren't getting him. And, you know,
which, by the way, if Arch Manning wanted to commit to Ole Miss
they would
6 months from now, they would take him.
And Marcel Reed is talented enough, he'd find another landing spot. Or he could stick with Ole Miss if he wanted to, whatever.
Sure.
But I got an angry text from a friend about that. Why would they do this? Why wouldn't they hold out with Manning until the end? Because when you know it's over, end it. There are previous coaches at Ole Miss that would not have moved on and locked in another four-star that would have just recruited Arch to the end with no backup plan, and when they didn't sign him, would have been, for lack of a better term, screwed on signing day.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what Kiffin did here. It's the right move.
Arch Manning said, he's not coming to Ole Miss. I'm over it. Manning is seeking too much attention. He needs to commit and start recruiting for his team wherever that is, and it ain't Ole Miss. I kind of disagree with that. He's a junior in high school. He has not yet finished his junior season in high school, and he's not asking for the attention. And has said when he knows he's going to commit, he's not going to drag it out just for the sake of dragging it out, which seems reasonable to me. I don't know. Maybe it's also good business sense. Maybe the longer you hang out there, the more value there is in potential NIL deals. I don't know that that makes a difference one way or the other. Where would you guess?
Georgia.
Really?
I think so. I don't know, though, man. I got a good laugh out of a Georgia On3 site's headline today. Well, it's not it's their tweet linking to the article about Arch Manning. It says, Arch Manning loves Georgia, in parentheses. Of course he does. Like, come on, guys. How rare is it when a college or a high school student doesn't love a college campus? Like of course he loves Athens because and you guys love Athens, and he sees the same things that we do, the 100 bars and REM recorded albums here. He's a 16 or 17
Athens
year old
is a great
kid.
College
it is,
town.
But I mean, the SEC is filled with them. Austin's awesome. Like, what do you think Austin doesn't have that you have? I mean, come on. He's a 16 or 17 year old kid. He shows up to this campus. He's treated like a god, and there is older, attractive women walking around everywhere. Yeah, he loves Athens. He loves Austin, too. He loves Tuscaloosa. He'll visit Gainesville. Guess what? He'll love it there, too. I'm sure he loves going to Oxford. High school kids love hanging out on college campuses when everybody's trying to get him to go there.
Yeah.
Breaking more at 11.
Somebody says, like a Manning needs money. Well, he doesn't have his own money. I mean, other than what his parents put in his bank account. And to me, that's a bit of a misnomer, right? I mean, this is your opportunity at 18 years old to actually make your own money. I would think that would matter.
What? Have you ever known a rich person to just give it all up and be done? I mean, aside from Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, who's just giving away all the money she took from him, rich people generally...
Yeah, but you know what? Her net worth really isn't going down.
Imagine that, right?
She's giving away, what, $4 billion, $6 billion, something like that?
Something like that.
And her net worth hasn't really changed.
Because the other
Maybe
billions are...
Yeah, it's like the other $30 billion that's left is doing just fine with compound interest. I mean, Amazon stock is going down, so maybe it's gone down a little bit, but she's going to be okay.
But yeah, even if the family has money, why would you not pursue more?
Yeah, somebody said, a guy said it was a joke. It's fine.
Ah, yeah.
Who do you think would drive Arch's pick the most? Look, he's got influential people that care about him and that he cares about in his life. And he can rely on them for help in making a decision. They're letting him make his own decision. And the question of who do I think would drive it the most? I think his mom and dad are the most influential there.
Honestly, though, is it even them? I have a feel, you know.
No, they're letting him make his own decision, but they're going step by step with him through the process. Does Arch talk to Archie about it? Sure. But my guess is that Archie and Arch talk about other things besides his recruitment more than they talk about his recruitment.
And I love my grandfathers, both of whom have passed. My dad's dad especially, just the typical American dream. Served in the military, had no money, started pumping gas at a gas station and worked his way up and worked his way up and worked his way up. Had four boys, just typical American dream. Wonderful man. He passed before it was time for me to choose to go to college and stuff, but I wouldn't have asked, or he wouldn't have influenced my decision at all. I wouldn't have let him. It's mine, not his. And I love the man, respect him dearly. But Grandpa wasn't telling me where to go to school.
Yeah,
I've heard from very few, but some Ole Miss people over the duration of this recruitment that say, well, Archie should steer him to Ole Miss. No, he shouldn't. I don't think he should. That's not the role of a grandfather to me. That's not what I want my dad to do to my son, and that's not what my grandfathers did to me.
Again, because of their pasts, if Arch has questions, he can ask Archie. He can ask Cooper. He can ask Peyton. If he wants to learn about Tennessee, he can ask Peyton. If he wants to learn about Virginia, he can ask Ashley, Peyton's wife, or his sister, who I think goes to Virginia. He can ask his mom. I mean, all of the resources, family and otherwise, are there to help Arch make the decision. I've spoken with people very close to this, and nobody's pushing him. They are allowing him to go through this process, helping along the way, just like any parent would help their kid make a big decision. We're doing it with our kids. Now, Frances, not so much. She's almost five. But with Obi, who's 9, and Ava Montgomery, who just turned 12, they're getting to the point in life where they've got to make some decisions. And we're trying to help them get the information they need and to think about things in maybe different ways than you do when you're 9 years old and 12 years old, and then allow them to make a decision. I think it's part of growing up. It's part of maturing. It's part of becoming a dad. Or, I'm sorry, not a dad. It's part of transitioning to adulthood. Not saying that my 9-year-old and 12-year-old are anywhere close to adulthood. I'm not ready for that. But you want them to start using a process to make decisions that affect things that they do in their future, whether it's friends or school or sports or how they're going to allocate their time so that they need to get the things done that they can get done or get the things done that they need to get done. I have so much trouble, and I think it's because of the fandom that's wrapped up in it. And for Ole Miss fans, and this is not all, it's some, there's still PTSD from the Peyton thing, which is now 26, 28 years in the rearview mirror. There's still people that are frustrated about that, and it's like, you know. But the bottom line is, it's his decision. He's going to go spend 3 or 4 or 5 years on a college campus, and it needs to be where he wants to go. Somebody says, Richard, I've been listening to you too long. Dang, your daughter's 12? Yeah, she turned 12 last week. She did.
Well, and I've seen, again, very few. I think we're mostly talking to a small minority of people. I don't think the fan base at large is like hanging on arches every word. I really don't believe that to be the case. What should comfort you, if you're uncomfortable with this, if you're sad about this, is that so long as Lane Kiffin is your coach, however long that is, you're going to be fine at quarterback. Quarterback recruiting is going to be fine. Look at the quarterbacks that he has signed or committed so far. Luke Altmyer from Starkville, 4-star. Jackson Dart, former 5-star, transfer from Southern Cal. Marcel Reed, 4-star from Nashville. I think quarterback recruiting and development is going to be just fine as long as Lane Kiffin is your coach. I think if you don't get Arch Manning, it's not the end of the world. I've had people say to me, it's program defining. No, it's not.
Nah. Well, and this is a good point, Borky. Archie let his own kids choose. Why is he going to change that now with his grandson?
It's only program defining if you get bad quarterback play after he goes somewhere else. That's what it's program defining.
Yeah. Cooper wanted to go to Ole Miss, and he did. If Cooper doesn't get hurt and Ole Miss isn't going through probation, Peyton probably goes to Ole Miss. But Cooper got hurt, and Ole Miss was going through probation, and it was a better career decision for Peyton to go to Tennessee. And then you go through, and Eli goes through the recruiting process. He's looking at Virginia. He chooses Ole Miss, and it worked out great. Now it's Arch's turn, and he gets to do the same thing.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.